I think I got it this time. Welcome to the Light Bulb Moment Podcast. It's your boy, Awesome Nia.
It's me, ESP.
V-I-B. E-S. Yes, I'm fresh. Fresh. Go ahead.
You woke as fuck.
No, nigga, I'm delirious as fuck, man. Okay. But I'm going to do this, man. I just bust. Man, you know what's crazy? What's I don't want to start rambling, but doing this shit after not doing it for 3-4 months, and then we only doing it for like 5.5 hours, where I used to do 10 hours a day.
What?
I'm like, yo, how the fuck did I do 10 hours a day, son? Like,
yeah, that's a lot.
A 10 hours a work week. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say, but a shift. Tired, dude. Told you, man.
It's welcome to the pod, guys.
Welcome. It's going to be a moment.
Today, we're going to talk about identity, ego, and your higher self.
The id, the ego, and the higher self?
I'm not ready for this conversation.
And you're never ready for a fucking
It's the higher self part. Did y'all hear that? That's the sound of my higher self throwing shit at me. Yeah. You probably can't hear it.
Y'all know, I hear the clicking noise. Goddamn, could sound like horseshoes.
My higher self is chucking shit at me and has been chucking shit at me all week. But anyway.
I think everybody's higher self is chucking shit at them now in this time and space that we're in. That's what the climate is.
Yeah.
That's what the climate getting touched
with. It's important to have this conversation for that reason.
For that reason.
Yeah, for that reason.
You think...
You know how many people ignore their higher voices? I know, I've noticed that I'm consciously doing it now lately. Like, after having some of these conversations and doing some of this research, I'm realizing that there are times where I blatantly ignore my higher self, and I listen to my ego before I listen to my higher self.
We all do.
Yeah.
No, we listen to your id.
That and my ego, because your ego is kind of tied into your identity. Okay.
So your identity is being milked on by your ego. That's what you're trying to say.
Kind of, sort of. So, like, if I know I'm securing my identity, I know who I am. In certain situations where I'll play to more who I am, and I don't really need to be playing to who I am. I need to play to maybe who I'm dealing with or the situation I'm dealing with. Like, maybe I need to not spend, you know, this amount of money on something stupid because I need to pay this bill.
You think that's your ego? That might be your higher self.
No, because my higher self be like, all right now, motherfucker, like, next week, I don't want to hear you. You know, next week, come around.
Oh, so you're saying, like, the ego is telling you, like, okay, I got you.
You know?
Your ego is telling you to neglect your responsibilities.
Yeah.
It's telling your identity to neglect it.
To myself, to other people, and to just, I'm just using the bills as, like, I don't know, an example, but... Yeah, I don't listen to my higher self very often. I do often, but lately, this week, I ain't been fucking with it. So, anyways, how do you feel? How are you identifying with yourself today?
I told you I'm delirious as fuck. I'm tired as shit, son. I'm gonna have to start popping caffeine before if I would. This is light bulb moment after hours.
We're recording
pretty late. We record much later than what we usually do. So, and I don't usually work a half a shift before I come fucking to. Usually spend my whole day lounging and stone. But nah, man, I'm identifying well with my higher self, especially in this space and in this day. It was a motherfucker, man. My ego was really running the show big time. Sent my ass spiraling a couple of times. But taking some time. No, you know what? At the end of the day, I feel like, personally, it's respect. The more you respect yourself and set ground rules of respect for you, basically your morals, you shift you. I mean, everybody's morals shift. Your morals don't have to be positive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They try to say, yeah, no morals. No, like, that's that motherfucker's rules and that's his beliefs. That's what he's grounded in. Just because you don't agree with it don't mean it ain't right from their perspective.
Yeah, we've all rooted for that one villain. I usually root for
him. Fuck with Thanos, anyway. Man. I fuck with Thanos.
I mean, yeah, he kind of had a point. But yeah. I don't know. This is the way he did it was fucked up. But anyway.
That was that fucked up, man. That was
he mad. He had to take away hat. Man.
Whatever. Yeah, we getting off track. But
yeah.
No, mostly just respecting ourselves when it comes to really paying attention to our emotional state. I don't think we are rooted in our emotions. Like, we don't pay attention to it. We're too busy trying to avoid them.
You know, yeah, a lot of people.
And your ego, after a while, your ego keep telling you. Your ego start feeding you, finding shit
to
do.
Ego feeds the hell out of that.
Because you're avoiding
your
emotions in a certain situation. So I think the minute you embrace your emotions and stay true to them, like, you know, if you feel a certain type of way about a person, regardless of how they feel about you or whether you can connect with them at that important time, what could happen, you should embrace how you feel. Always feel that way. And just give it to them at a bare minimum if that's what's required. You don't have to always overdo it. And then if you're doing it with the expectations of reciprocating something, that's you're feeding your ego again.
That's
it's
your
not
ego.
Your higher self. Your higher self will want you to do it just because.
Just because it's the right thing to
it's
do.
It's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do. Well.
So, what is your identity? That's your id.
Your identity? The fact of being who or what a person or thing is. My identity? Jeez. It's complicated. But anyway,
you're a Gemini.
You're
two-sided, two-faced.
It depends on the day and the moment
of
time.
You're a different type of Gemini.
That's because I'm a triple air sign. So I've got like this weird balance thing going on in the middle of it. It's like I be aware that I'm tripping.
You're talking about your moon.
Well, my moon is in Aquarius and my rising is Libra. It's really the Libra that kind of plays fair.
That's the air sign too?
Yeah.
So all your signs are air.
I'm a complete airhead, airbender.
Yeah. No, you had it right the first time.
I know.
You had it right the first time.
But, yeah, it depends on the day. But anyways, let's see.
Yeah, because you're a real flowy ass Gemini.
I super go with the flow.
I need your fine minds again.
But sometimes that's not a good thing, because if somebody's flow flows into the negative, then I'm gonna flow right with their ass. And it's like, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I need your fine minds again.
So.
Because it would make sense with two types of Gemini.
But lately, now we're talking about higher self and things like that. Lately, I've been more conscious of, like, my displacement sometimes, and how it's conflicting with my ego. Like, I realized that I kind of had a superiority complex in certain situations. Like,
we all do.
Yeah, I mean, that's
is ego. It a superiority that's, complex or is it confidence?
Like, see, but it's a fine line. It's a fine line. Like,
were you using it to belittle other people?
Maybe. I would never like blatantly belittle someone, but I know in certain situations where my thought process was going, I may have thought something in my head, like, and then had to retract, like, wait a minute, well, that's not right, because you're not above them, because you've done this before, you've made this mistake before, you've done, you know
now
what I'm
see,
saying?
That's...
So...
Yeah, that's when your higher self comes in. And,
that's what
and
I mean.
It
kind like,
of helps you see the humility. I had to do this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Like, this is pretty much what I sat around and did all fucking COVID in my off time.
Yeah.
Because very interesting realization was a lot of people have the same perspective when it comes to how support has been coming to them during this thing, or even in their own selves, how they can support people around them. And then the social distancing thing, my personal opinion has fucked up people's thought process on what it means to, it's fucked up the ability to connect, because everybody wants to stay separate from each other because they're scared to connect. But the people who are connecting are building and doing some real shit right now.
Not only, I think it just depends on the type of person you are. I feel like the introverts right now are like thriving in that situation because
because they always used to being
away.
You know, it's very interesting though. Mm-hmm. I used to be a fucking introvert.
I still very much am. I'm learning.
I'm not, because I had to get out and start going to different shit. And then when I stopped gaming, I didn't have a cave to go into. Like, that shit is a great.
Oh, that's my cave.
Dog, that should be calling me every fucking day.
Oh yeah.
Like fuck, I want to get back on that shit and play and just get the fuck away. I miss those days.
But that is not rich bitch mentality. So
no.
I've had to
my higher self won't let me do it either.
I will allow myself an hour or two of game time every day now, but like,
But that's the balance, man. Yeah. Like, your higher self is telling you, like, nah, chill out. Mm-hmm. Chill out, fall back.
Yeah, this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a shitty week, though. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry, higher self. I'm sorry.
Ego, sense of self-esteem or self-importance?
So, like...
See...
Ego is never a good thing.
But it is, though.
It's not. There's a difference between confidence and ego.
Kobe Bryant had a big fucking ego.
He had confidence. He probably had an ego, too, because he's Kobe Bryant.
Okay, Michael Jordan has a big fucking ego.
Michael Jordan definitely got a big-ass fucking ego, but...
And motherfuckers do not... Like, nobody ever condemns their egos.
Only because they have money.
Can't dispute that.
If they were homeless people on the street with them big-ass egos, then what?
Then
what? They're crazy.
But, okay, what would a homeless person have an ego about?
That's not the point.
Yeah, that's a bad... No, you can't use that.
Okay, well, if they were regular people...
So if there was a UPS driver with that kind of ego, yeah. You don't think they would get the same credit?
No.
But if there was the baddest motherfucking UPS driver there is...
Then they would be...
Like, I'm a cold fucking server, and to a degree I got an ego,
still, bro. Ego is never a good thing. It's a difference between confidence and ego. Your ego is the thing that's telling you that, like, I'm the shit, like, I'm up here, everything else is down here.
But sometimes, your ego doesn't see.
Your ego is
who said that your ego tells you that everything is down here?
Let me Google the difference. I'm gonna Google the definition.
Image, ego, esteem, and identity.
No, those are the three components of ego. Forget the producer notes. I'm about to Google the shit.
Ego. Evaluating yourself in high standard or always in a favorable light.
What was that last part?
Evaluating yourself in high standards or always in a favorable
light. Always in a favorable light. Always in a favorable light.
You don't think Serena Williams?
Think she don't got a her light ego? That's not favorable? Everybody has a light that is not favorable. Everybody has a side of them that's
I bet
not
you if you ask Serena Williams, regardless if she thinks she the underdog, mm-hmm. She walks in that motherfucker in her mind, she is favorable every time. Until the game
that's
is over.
That's because it's Serena Williams. And she got money.
So you're saying that's
the best tennis player ever. All these things are feeding her ego. She's probably not even really an egotistic person, but...
Egotistical?
I don't know what the word is, but yeah, that word...
Egotist.
She probably not really like that. A lot of people that probably could be ain't, I've noticed. But anyway.
For shit.
No, a lot of people are. But I feel
like I mirror mine in the central thought. High critical of self. Highly critical of self, I'm sorry. Entitled or victim mentality. Okay, that part sucks.
I'm saying it's never a good thing. You comparing yourself to others. You have to compare yourself to others to have an ego, which is a no-no. We know we don't do that.
I don't have to compare myself to anybody else to feel like I'm the dopest fucking server in PF Chang's.
Because you're confident.
No.
Yeah, because
you're confident. I'm egotistical about that shit.
No, egotistical would be like, I'm the best server in here. That's ego.
I told a nigga, you would want to let me talk to your tables because I will make you more money just by talking to them.
So you're a good server.
No, I'm just saying, but for real, I mean, I know I got an ego when it comes to this shit.
Everybody has ego, but it's never a good thing. Because your ego is literally you comparing yourself to somebody
balance.
Else.
I think it's a balance.
No, it's confidence.
You don't have to compare yourself. You have to compare yourself to somebody every time.
In order to have an ego.
Do you have an ego? Okay, what do you do well?
Me?
What is your ego in?
My ego? I've been working so hard to destroy my ego. That like.
So you know what the motherfucker is in there? Yes, you can.
Not anymore, no, I can't. I can tell you what it used to be.
Right.
I used to think that I was moral fucking oral. That like...
I don't know moral or lost.
Like,
that's young nigga shit.
I love y'all, but years. Like my friends, you know, like Nickelodeon group of friends. Shit. I was always the prudish one, you know what I'm saying? So I would be like, I'm always, yo, we have to date for 90 days. Like,
oh, you so.
So I always had this thought that like, well, I guess in a way I'm better than everybody else because I'm I'm more pure than you because I'm holding, like, no, that's bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is me. This is me younger, y'all. This is not me now. Just
I don't see how to say. Look, what is it that you really, really good at that you feel like
I'm good sell? At music. I'm good at anything musical, dancing. I'm good at shit.
So when you're in the booth, I ain't say you the best, but you.
When I'm probably, in the booth,
you don't think highly critical of yourself.
Absolutely. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to that shit. But like in the booth, I'm not. It's not ego. It's confidence. Like, this is my track, so I'm about to put myself on this track because it's mine. And then I'm gonna write.
So if somebody got on that track with you,
if I was in the booth and somebody hopped in and was like, "Yo, I got a verse," shit, yeah, come on.
But you wouldn't try to outshine that nigga.
No, I wouldn't try to outshine them. No.
Okay.
Because I have my own lane.
Okay.
It's confidence. It's not ego. It's not like I'm gonna shit on you on my track. No. No. That's
cool. I'm not gonna dispute it anymore. It's fine.
You just got a big ego.
Who, me?
All right, let's talk about ego death.
Beyonce did a whole song on that shit, y'all motherfuckers.
That was it. She was alluding to something else.
Her vagina.
And yeah, then something that was too wide and too strong to fit into it.
But oh, anyway. His dick. I don't say, bro. All I know is I heard the hook. I don't. Come on, man.
You heard
come
the
on,
hook.
Man. Come on, man. I just heard the hook. You know how I roll.
I don't know.
Thank you. You just put me. I never know. I've never really paid attention to it. That's what it is. She was talking about how big his dick is. That's interesting. So she just told the world that Jay-Z got a big dick.
Yeah, it's too big. It's too wide. It's too strong. It won't fit. It's too much. It's too tough. And he talks like this because he can back it up. He's got a big ego. Yeah, he got a big wanker.
So that was a bad thing?
That's why she was swinging that thing around the whole video. That little cane.
I never seen the video.
Oh, okay. Well, you should probably watch the video.
Nah, I'm good.
I mean, you might enjoy it.
Nah.
Why not?
I'm not going to say because I don't know. Nah, I ain't trying to get jumped.
Yeah,
I ain't
trying to twerk.
Nah, I ain't trying to walk down the street and get popped by somebody, stung by somebody, beehive, said some shit out of
listening, mind. You better be careful.
We got a small fan base right now, but it might be a bee. Two of this motherfucker just capped me because they know me. What you saying about us? I just say shit. Nothing. I recognize the power that she has. You just informed me.
That was a great song. I love that song. It ate in the dance studio. Shout out to Beyonce.
It what?
It ate in the dance studio.
Man, we getting off topic, man.
Yeah, okay. So the death of the ego. Complete loss of self-identity and transformation in the psyche. This is a fundamental step in spiritual awakening. Transcending between ego and higher self. Creating a new identity and rebranding yourself. That's where I'm at right now. It's hard.
Fuck that shit.
No, you can't say fuck that shit.
Nah, that shit got me all fucked up right now.
No, because this is the truth.
And I'm telling you, you know what's funny? People hear this shit, or they telling you you're going through this process, and they be like, yo, they be like, oh, you're ascending. You're going in through... You're going to a higher point and shit. They don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand the process.
Nah, this shit be painful like a motherfucker.
Yeah. You don't understand.
Shit suck balls like, boy.
It can be a very dark place.
Make your sphincter clench, it be so damn painful.
Because you have to realize, like, in the death of your ego, you have to realize your own faults. You have to kind of look at your own faults.
Not only that, but like... How you pursue shit changes.
Everything changes at that point.
Things you fuck with, people mm-hmm. you fuck with, how mm-hmm. you move, conversations, thought process.
Mm-hmm. How you interact with other people definitely changes.
I kind of want to just descend a little bit so I can have my lustful urge for pussy.
How did I know that's where that was
going? Yeah, man, this shit is horrible, man. You can't be getting all high than now on me. Like,
you know,
shit is antagonizing.
I would agree to that, but I'm not going to agree to that on air. So
too late. You just did, motherfucker. Shit.
Too late. Yeah.
Nah, that death of ego shit is horrible. I'm not about to paint a pretty picture of this shit. It's great on the other side when you come in like, I'm in a much better space now. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Horrible as fuck.
Yeah.
It was like walking through a car wash with no car.
Nah, you remember that scene in Game of Thrones? I don't know. Have you seen Game of Thrones?
When she had to walk down the street butt naked and they just was throwing rocks at her and shaming her and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. Like,
Cersei.
Last week.
Yeah.
Shame. Yeah.
Damn, that's we should. I meant to do. What you call that shit? Spoiler.
Oh shit.
Too late. If you ain't seen that shit by now, you just fucked. Yeah, that's just one part. That's mild.
Yeah, it was just that's mild.
There's way too many other things that's gonna make your fucking heart fall into your crotch.
Yeah. Anyway, so we keep mentioning herself, right?
Nah, I keep avoiding that shit. I just told him what it is.
But we keep
this when you release all your shit, all your is like what you want, your needs, your connections, your attachments. You kind of become detached to a few things that you're used to. If you go too deep, you end up becoming extremely materialistic. Pretty much the epitome of fucking Buddhism.
Damn. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think they just got the right idea. That's all. They got real close.
Fuck you mean, bro?
They got real close to it.
Them niggas don't like shit. Let me rephrase that. You're not allowed to really enjoy much.
Well, it's all about self-preservation and peace.
In the sense that you're not attached. Okay, and I'm paraphrasing. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm not against somebody correcting me.
Yes, please educate
but
us.
At the same time, if I'm correct, I mean, if I have, with a little bit of tidbit on the information that I have, you pretty much release most of your ego, most of your id, your attachment to vast majority of the things that you identify with on a physical and materialistic space. That's where the meditation comes in. You change your diet. You watch how you speak, how you talk. You can't use profanity. I like cursing. I'm sorry. I know I done dropped like fucking 15 F-bombs this episode alone. I walk in the path. I understand they believe, you know, it's the karmatic circle. You get what you get. So I'm looking for balance in a sense where I understand that crazy shit is going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Consistently. Change. I'm going to lose people. Like, even all the way down to the whole death thing. Like, I'm not about to get into it. I don't feel like it. But that, these different concepts that we have a hard time with, just settling it down and respecting them in the process of each and my growth that I get from these experiences versus being frustrated with all the loss that occurs when these cycles are finished. Because what happens is each cycle you go through comes to an end. Like, we're just going through an ongoing process until this is over with. And what I'm supposed to be doing is serving and giving back to others the best way I can with my ability.
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing now. I'm not necessarily saying, like, I got to be hitting the streets or whatever. I can't serve the way other people serve. Actually, that was interesting because I watched the Kanye Nick Cannon conversation on Nick Cannon's class.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that how he serves is through producing and creating beats. But at the same time, that's his perspective, and that's very interesting to see. Because if that's the case, that's no different from what I'm trying to do through my podcast, and even when I wait tables, the conversations that I have with my guests, as far as like digging in, and sometimes I actually leave a jewel. That don't mean it's just general conversation, but it goes that way sometimes.
Yeah.
So I just drop a gem on them here and there.
That's service.
And then they drop gems on me, and I learn different stuff here and there. So I can see that. I realize that connection is how I serve people just in general and
you
moving
know,
through life.
That sounds a lot like higher self and not
ego. Oh, my higher self is, no, I'm all over the place with higher self. I fucked up the Korean lady at the acupuncture place yesterday. She was fucked up by the time she was done with me. She was like, oh, she's looking at me probably like completely different. We got in a whole conversation about not wearing the mask and shit and how I walk in faith. I ain't get all Jesus or anything on it, but just, I just told her I'm embracing COVID. I'm not going to run from COVID. I'm not going to look at COVID as if it is an entity that is out to destroy me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it is a creature being introduced to a new environment, a new host, and no different from us or individual who has to take on a new environment. We have to learn how to adapt to the environment. And there will be casualties in the process. I know that sounds horrible, but
that's the way of life.
Like, when you go colonize, there'll be casualties. The first few motherfuckers who go to the next new planet that we go colonize,
they're not gonna make it, right? I wish I would have seen that in my lifetime. Not the people dying, but the the actual colonization of other planets. I hope I see that in my lifetime. That'd be awesome. But anyways,
I feel like if you make it to 65, 75 years old, we probably had the technology to expand your lifespan into the hundreds. I feel like by 2050, that's not
like crazy.
You'll be 60. If you can make it that long, if you can avoid death, I mean, I don't know how you're going to accomplish that feat, but if you can avoid...
I mean, just the way that, you know, technology exponentially...
Shit is changing, man. Yeah. Shit is changing big time. Like, okay, all jokes aside, the expected lifespan is... I mean, the average lifespan is probably, like, things like 75 to 77. Damn near 80 now. So let's give it another, especially post-COVID... another 5-10 years, it'd be in the 80s. The average person would be living to be 80 some years old. So, but yeah, man, my ego, I've seriously worked on that, man, big time. I ain't gonna sit here and say that's the duality of the Gemini. Fuck it, I ain't gonna lie, I'm fire. I know I got fire somewhere here, so I'm learning to even juggle that.
Yeah,
because I can't overuse it, but I can't be afraid of it. Mm-hmm. Also, it's just the balance.
It's something that we have to use, I think, at some point. Sometimes when you feel like, I don't know.
That's why I say the ego. That's why you sitting here telling me the ego is not important. I'm telling you, the ego, you need that shit sometimes. I need to tell myself, if this motherfucker is got 4 inches on me and 30 pounds, I need my ego to kick in and say, yo, we can still fuck him up, you know.
Your ego.
Not confidence.
Or your confidence.
Not confidence.
Your confidence.
Not confidence.
Yes, confidence.
I need my ego to psych me the fuck out. I need my ego to tell me I'm the strongest motherfucker ever and I can do this shit, because, man, confidence ain't going to be enough.
That's your ego. Your higher self. That's
who. No, my higher self going to tell me to go walk away and do some positive stuff. And sometimes
pray
that don't
for
work.
That person.
Sometimes I need my ego to tell me, no, snuff this nigga in his throat.
Your higher self should be like, well... You could try to beat him, or you could slash his tires, and you would win it just that way.
See, my higher self wouldn't tell me to slash my tires. See, you know, that's why I fuck with you. You know why I fuck with you? I actually told a nigga that shit one time.
What?
It was some serious. That's ironic. That nigga, I would slash your tires. It was a dude. He was bigger than me.
See, I'm saying.
He was huge.
You gotta listen to your higher self. Your higher
my higher self didn't tell me that. My ego told me that, because my higher self was trying to be passive. And my ego looked down and said, nigga, you ain't gonna keep bullying me, nigga, because you a big nigga and you box. So I'm not gonna go fist to fist with you, but I will cut all four of your tires. But that was a chess move, nigga. There wasn't no ego being.
Make my higher self be. Your higher self play chess.
Okay.
Man,
if you listen to this episode, DM us. I don't give a shit how you do on a light bulb moment. Twitter, YouTube. I don't care where you leave a comment. When it's time to whoop somebody's ass, because you know you got to fuck them up and using tactics. Is that your ego or is that your higher self? I'm going to post that shit. We going to find
fine.
Out.
That's fine. I mean, let the people speak. But I'm going to tag you with that motherfucker. Personally, you need to listen to your higher self.
My higher self is always telling me to walk away. Always be the kind of, you know how much pussy I missed out on because of my higher self?
I mean, okay, so we haven't even gone over what the higher self is. We keep mentioning this shit and they probably like, all right.
The part of you that is eternal, conscious, and intelligent.
Conscious and intelligent, yeah. Your true ideal self is run by spiritual or conscious morality. Mm-hmm. Who would you be without the constructs of societal programming?
A cold motherfucker.
Would you? I think I'd be a rogue too.
I'm a rogue. I've been a rogue. I was never in tune with it when I was really, really young. And then I got overwhelmed with aggression. And the aggression became so overwhelming that I abandoned that motherfucker big time, because it wasn't serving me no purpose. And then I started looking around and everybody around you grimy.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do with a higher conscience and everything around me is dirty.
It's hard to kind of rise above.
I got to figure out how to survive around these filthy motherfuckers.
Grimy. Yeah.
So I had to create that ego. My higher self didn't do shit for me through elementary school, junior high school.
So you know what? The part that you missed in your higher self then was exercising forgiveness and self-acceptance. You should have accepted who you were.
That just...
And forgave the people around you for being who they were. and risen above that, and that would have been your higher self elevating you to the place that you needed to be. But
I digress. Fuck, they can't see my face. My mouth is sitting wide open. Like
light bulb. So yeah.
Oh, I'm fucked up. Damn. Yeah, that's true. That's 100% true. I never looked at my higher self. I tried to, man. When I was young, I was that dude. That was
it's cool hard. Guy. Like, even as an adult, almost fucking 30 years old, like, I literally have to, like, make myself conscious of it. Like, either I gotta tell myself, stop it, you're being petty, or stop it, I really be like, I don't know. I have this issue with instant gratification, too.
Yeah, you're a fucking gamer. I'm lying. See, that's interesting, an idea we didn't cover. Because video games, yes, where they do provide instant gratification, they also have long-term gratification. Because the objective is to beat it.
Yeah, the whole shit.
And if you're making me play 15 chapters... Yeah, you give me some perks here and there, some milestones, but at the end of the day, it may be a couple of weeks. So, never thought about that. But,
yeah, man,
I identify with my, you know what, but I've never lost my higher.
So, I don't think you ever lose it.
Like, I've never stopped, really like, I've always heard it. Like, to be very honest with you, I feel like that's the shit that kind of put me in this position. I used to question the decisions that I made, if they were the right ones. And it wasn't until I got in this space where I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All that shit had to happen. Mm-hmm. Like each one of those angles, everything I turned down, everything I ignored, everything that I didn't invest in for me to be right here. Otherwise, I probably would have took a completely different path. I wouldn't even start looking for my higher self.
You would be the same person.
I wouldn't. Because I think about that every time I didn't come to Atlanta. This was the first milestone post Katrina to start my path, my journey. I was apathetic. I wasn't even into my ego. I didn't have identity before before Katrina.
I'm trying to think of when my identity kicked in. I don't think my true identity, like, I didn't see him until very recently. I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago that it was really.
You're
like,
29.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't tap into my identity until my mid to late 20s.
Yeah, I think I've been so many different people, like just been so many different versions of myself. Because I was listening at a different frequency until I got to the point where I was like open to the entire symphony of frequencies. And yeah, that's,
you see, I wasn't around people who were trying to be different. Like, I came up from the era where, especially in New Orleans, everybody wanted to fit in, to identify within the same group. Like, I was the long t-boy, fade, shortcut, part on the side. Like, I don't even wear my earrings, dude. I used to wear the two earrings on the side with the little goatee, slim, with baseball caps and shit, jerseys.
Those were the days everybody shoes. Dressed like they just got done shopping at Walmart.
I dressed like a fucking rich white man. Meaning like, and what I mean by that is, I'm not talking about the fashionable ones. I'm talking about the ones that got so much money they don't give a fuck, so they just live life.
With the dad shorts?
Yeah, the niggas that you can't tell that they're rich because they look like they ain't got no sense of fashion. But, nah, man. I got my identity once I got outside New Orleans because I didn't know much everybody was trying to be. I was just trying to fucking survive. I was trying my best not to put myself in a position to fucking get killed for some stupid shit. That's literally like my whole entire New Orleans experience. Not either I get shot by the cops or some niggas that I don't know. Like, that was one thing I did identify with, is trying not to get killed.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, me too.
You made it.
Because I didn't even know until I watched the documentary how bad it was in the era that I was born and I was living. Like, the 90s? New Orleans in the 90s? Oh, my God. That shit was like Chicago before it was Chicago. But
yikes.
Yeah, man. once I got away, I started identifying with the gaming group, and some young white boys pulled me out of it. They ragged me on my clothes. It's like, why your shirt look like a nightgown, like some shit you about to go to bed in or some shit. Because that was, you know, you wore long tees to the mid thigh.
Yeah.
So all my clothes, and I was wearing shirts, undershirts to fill in the size. It was just stupid shit. So I was like, well.
That was such a moment in fashion, my God.
Yeah, man. They killed it. And then I was like, well, why the fuck you wear your clothes like? Ooh. And then I started wearing my clothes that fit. And I was like, yo, this is.
They gonna bring that back 2030.
I was like, this is actually comfortable.
It's coming back 2030.
That's why I don't understand how niggas wear they shit too small nowadays. It pisses me off when I see a grown man, his shit so hard, look like his dick is stuck between his legs.
So anyways, in the cosmos.
No, we ain't finished, man. Look, all jokes aside, fuck what he said. You need your ego sometimes. It's just about identifying yourself and rooting yourself in something and really being secure and grounded in who you are in that space. That's it. From the day of birth, your children, I'm not telling you, if you ain't figured it out as an adult, help your child figure it out before they get to your point. Because I think that's what, oh, I feel like that's what our responsibility is to the youth. Because I'm going to take this from Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang is for the kids. Okay. Awesome Me is for the kids. Mm-hmm. And I really think we need to help them get a sense of identity. I respect parents who see exactly who their child is, what they like to do, and help them, inspire them to pursue those goals versus the goals and dreams and aspirations of the parent, because the parent didn't fulfill their shit, so they putting their responsibility down on their children. Like, they're not gonna take the same path as you, so you need to help them get rooted in their identity very young, so as they get older, that's part of it. I feel like one of the things with bullying and shit is, most of the time, we're not rooted. Like, if you're a hurt, broke, fucked up kid, like, help that kid recognize that shit and work on it. But that's the thing. We be too full of ourselves as adults to want to look at children like they don't have those kind of emotions and those feelings. So they don't get rooted in their own identities, and then they start doing stupid shit, and then you want to fuss at them because they're doing shit. But they trying to figure out what the fuck they rooted at. You ain't give them nothing to ground. Did you take a second to stop and breathe and look at it and see what it is they enjoy doing?
Yeah.
A lot of adults don't do that.
So, you know how you do that? So, fuck what he said, because you don't need your ego. What you do is you listen to your higher self, because your higher self is going to give you the blueprint on to what your superpower is and how you can show other people to manifest their superpowers. And whatever their identity is, you have to find your identity first so you can show other people how to get there.
Your higher self.
You cannot do that with an ego. You can't. If you have an ego, you see that busted kid over there with them busted shoes on, you're not going to help him because you have an ego. But your higher self will tell you, damn, maybe.
Your ego sometimes helps you and gives you the confidence you need to move forward.
You talking about, your ego helps you if a big nigga tries to fight you. Your ego gonna get you.
No, I'm talking about even pursuing goals. My higher self didn't help me with this confidence. I mean, with this podcast. Want me to tell you what?
Yes, it did.
No, you want me to tell you what got me this podcast?
Not your ego.
It was a nigga with a cold ass voice. This nigga voice was cold. I said, nigga. You big nigga with this James Earl Jones voice. You should be doing radio or some podcast or something. And he was like, yeah, man. Like, I mean, I'm kidding, man. You know, whatever, whatever. He agreed to it, but he never got to it. People said our voices sound similar. I said, y'all full of shit. Voice don't sound the same. I said, you telling my voice sound like his? Really? So he's like, yeah. So once they told me that, my ego was like, yo, nigga. If your voice sound like that, shit. You need to do it yourself. I was like, okay. That was not my higher conscious saying, Asinia, look at the similarities. Maybe you should pursue that. Now, my confidence was like, nah, for real.
Your what?
My confidence. My ego. My confidence.
No.
My ego.
No.
My ego says, hey.
That's not ego.
Man, look,
ego.
We rolling that's over, confidence. Man. I'm not about to debate this. Stop the cosmos, man.
That's not
cosmos.
Ego. That's confidence. But anyways, all right. So, shit on you, man. Currently, in this moment, Jupiter is in Capricorn.
Jupiter.
Capricorn is all about structure, self-discipline. Jupiter is all about prosperity and abundance. You put those two together, you're going to get rewarded. The fruits of your labor should be paying off. We've been talking about lately just really diving into what you like, what you love, and what makes you happy. If you've been doing that, all of these things that I've been telling y'all to do, you should be bearing fruit. I'm bearing some fruit. Some of it is a little bit sour still, but it's ripening. September 17th, the new moon will be in Virgo. That's about just reclaiming your own knowledge of yourself. Are you recording me?
No.
Virgo is about is that inner what's the word? Your spiritual garden. The Virgo is in there.
Virtuous.
I'm losing the word. Anyway, just know yourself, goddammit. Learn yourself. Learn what flowers are in your spiritual garden. Learn what's eating up your flowers, okay? You know what I'm saying? Learn about it. Your mental, your emotional health directly affects your body. Pay attention to
yo.
See now.
Yo, because my whole body is hurting.
Okay, get your mind right.
I know, that's what I've been doing. And I think that's, man, look, we're talking
get about your mind right. Man. Pay attention that's to when you're crazy. Using work or vices or forms of escapism from heavy emotions. Ding. Practice grounding, walking
fuck
barefoot.
You, Cosmos.
No, seriously, like, try this, though. Like, go outside, take your shoes off and your socks off. Now, pick a good spot. Don't just be barefoot anywhere, y'all, because Jesus. But
and walk around in the dirt.
Walk around the dirt. Go to the park. Walk around in the dirt. Feel the ground.
I'm
like
get up and walk across the street at the park. And walk
no, not across the street because you might step in some shit. Like go
no,
to the
I
park.
No, I got a full blown park across the street from my house.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like from here. No, okay. Anyways, no. Just no. Go outside.
My
and,
house.
And put your feet in the ground and put your head in the sky and just feel your body. It'll tell
put
you everything. It'll tell you everything you need to know. And then your higher self would be like, yup, stop eating them donuts at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then me, my ego, will be like, but I deserve it. Don't do that.
You got donuts?
Don't be like me. I don't have any donuts.
You should say eating donuts at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but it's not 3 o'clock yet. So I'd be like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
So where you
like,
going to get the donuts at?
QT, it's open 24 hours.
Oh, nigga, that's
See?
Right.
Escapism. QT
say,
is
bro,
escape.
I wish QT had fucking stock, dude. They so privately invested. QT is the shit. All right, man.
Anyways.
What's your name?
You can follow me at ESP Vibes anywhere. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and all that. Everywhere. ESP Vibes.
It's me. The A to the W E S O M. Capital N, I A. Middle name, Baye. Doing my thug thizzle. You can find me on IG. That's where I'll be. Along with Facebook. But I ain't no crook. Where else? Oh, yeah, that's right. We on Google, iTunes, Radio Public, and Spotify. If you want to come. Check us out. It's your boy Awesome Nia, man. Holla at me, man. Uptown 17 Holly Grove. Light bulb moment. Share, like, follow the whole thing. Don't hate on me.
Was
no,
that
you
your ego
hater.
Or your confidence?
Huh? That, nigga, that's delirium still, nigga. You thought I just did this whole 45-minute episode. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling the other shit.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy as fuck.
Me too.
All right, man.
Bye, guys.
Check us out. And yes, you need your ego.
Fuck what he said.